Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Brothers Echo Radio. You already know I'm your girl Simone, and I am so happy to be back with another live new episode. Last week was another repeat, and just so you all know, normally when there's a repeat out there, that means I'm preparing for another interview and getting things like that together. So I'm excited that I have another person coming on, an author, who will be on to talk about some amazing things that she has going on. So we'll touch on that later. However, thank you all for tuning in. As always and always, thank you all so much for just spending time with your girl and supporting my podcast. And if you haven't already, you know, download the app. It's Brothers Echo Radio app. You can get it on Google, Apple. Just show your girl some love and download that app. And that way you can take Brothers Echo Radio with you everywhere you go. What I love about that app is it gives you the opportunity to send me voice notes. If you want me to bring on a certain guest or to discuss a certain topic, things like that, let me know. Certainly let me know. And if you're having issues with the app, hit me up. My email is brothersechoradio@gmail.com. That is brothersechoradio@gmail.com. So certainly let me know. We have some good shows coming up. I'm thinking about doing a panel interview, and we're going to touch on some very sensitive topics that I've been really, that's really been heavy on my heart. So I look forward to bringing more content to the show. So yeah, that's what's going on. But today I really wanted to touch on the power of gratitude and laughter, the importance of gratitude and laughter, because these past 2 weeks I've been so busy. I've been running around because the thing with transitioning from the military, you have so many medical appointments and things that annoy you and things that just come up in life, right? But it's so important for me, and you know, I'm always going to speak from my experience. It's important for me to have laughter and gratitude in everything that I do, because life is beautiful, y'all. No matter what comes your way, what you're dealing with, and I know that may sound cliche to some, but hear me out. You know, I understand the difficulties that I've experienced in life, the betrayal. I understand what it's like to have issues with the health and just whatever is. Some of us, all of us have experienced something. And I just choose to appreciate life, because it's so heavy to hold on to the negative parts of it. And I had a conversation with someone earlier today, and the question I was asked was, well, no, what did he say to me? He said, I pegged you for the type of person that hold grudges. And I realized when that individual said that, and that's a totally different conversation, people really don't know you or know me like they think they know me. Because what I told that individual was, I don't hold grudges. It's too heavy for me. I choose to be happy and I choose to be free. And I'm the type of person, if you show me what you are about and you show me that I can't trust you, if you've done me wrong or betrayed me in any way, I'd rather just release you than hold on to that. Because I don't know about you all, but I've seen people that have lived a life of just being mean and bitter and just angry, and it shows on their face. And no matter how much makeup or whatever they put on or how the guy may try to dress himself up, that stuff, that spirit shows. And I like looking good, feeling good, and I just refuse to hold on to that. But anyway, let me stop rambling. I want to talk about the power of gratitude, right? So let me start with this funny. It's funny to me. I like cheesy jokes, and I read this online. I just thought it was just great. There's a joke that tells of a grandmother watching her grandson play on the beach when this huge wave came and swept him out in the middle of the ocean, everybody, like out to sea. So frantic, she falls to her knees and pleads. She said, God, please save my grandchild. Please, I beg you, bring him back. Then suddenly, another huge wave rolls in and delivers the boy back onto the beach. Good as new. He's happy. He's laughing. And he thinks he was out for a wonderful ride. So then the grandmother looks up to heaven and shouts, but where is his hat? Right? So we may chuckle, at least I did, at the humor in the story. And then he kind of sighed out at grandmother like, come on now, you know, your grandson is okay. Right? Now that's a bit silly story, but oftentimes we lose, or I'm gonna speak for myself, I've lost that gratitude. I've lost that, well, this worked out, but you know, but why didn't that little piece happen? Right? And so when you're dealing with challenges and challenging situations, let's say you have a chronic illness, or it could be you or your loved one, and there are days where humor and gratitude may fall short. However, it's important to find something to smile about and be thankful for. So I want to share a story. So in 2019, I think of 2019, I was stationed in Turkey. So I'm out there in Turkey, and I had a little apartment out there. But while I was out there, I got this really nasty cough. And this cough went on for a couple of weeks. And I've never experienced anything like that. It was so I didn't know what was going on. Initially, I thought it was maybe a cold or something, because I'm the type of person, I'll catch a cold in the summertime. I mean, I've been in the middle of the Middle East, 1,000-degree weather, and I'm walking around with a cold. Like, that's ridiculous. So I didn't think anything of it. But then it started, you know, it continued on, and there was no relief. So, you know, I went to the doctor, and they sent me downtown. Now, in Turkey, when I was there, at least, you would have a buddy go downtown with you, right? So you get on the bus with your escort, and then I think I had a translator meet me there at the hospital. And so I met with my doctor. And what I really appreciate about the medical setup in Turkey was they provide an entire overall health assessment on their patients. So I went there for the cough, but they look at everything from your head down to your toenail, because they don't want you to leave and there's something wrong with you. Their motto was, at least when I was there, was, yeah, you have a cold, but let me make sure you're okay. The whole you, the whole person. So I'm there for the cough, and you know, we go through that. But you know, back here in America, when there's a cough, typically they may send you to a respiratory therapist or something like that, but not there. It was wonderful. And so while I'm there and the doctor's looking at that, they take me in for an ultrasound. Like I said, over there, there's an entire overall health assessment. So ultrasound, and they're looking at some imaging, and a doctor, he makes this sound. And although we don't speak the same language, we all speak body language. So he stopped himself and he looked, and he had this puzzle, you know, he was a little puzzled. And then he said something to the person who was translating for me. And then she looked, and I said, okay, you all are looking, y'all need to tell me something. What are y'all looking at? Cause nobody's in there, obviously. So what's happening? And so the doctor says, in a very nonchalant way, to the person, you only have one kidney. So when she tells me, and she could tell by obviously my body language when she relays the news to me, and I'm thinking, no, I don't have just one kidney. What did he say? Because you're supposed to translate. Do you need a translator? And so, you know, she's telling him whatever I'm saying, and his whole body language is, oh, it's not a big deal. You know, many people live a great life with one kidney. And then everyone just come about it. And they're like, oh yeah, that's not a big deal. And I'm sitting there clutching my imaginary pearls. Like, why do I want to see one? Cause he showed me on a monitor one kidney. And so I'm thinking, all right, I'll just, Wait till I get back to America because there's something wrong. There's no way I'm walking around here with one kidney. Well, actually, what he said was the other kidney shriveled up or whatever, whatever he said, but he was just saying one kidney. So, came back to America, made a beeline to the specialist, and the specialist confirmed, you know, she had the copy of the charts and all of that. And the specialist confirmed and said, yeah, hey, Miss Rogers, you only have one kidney. And I looked at her, and it seemed like everyone, when I tell you all that everyone seemed like it was just another day, like the way she said it was like she made it seem like I was asking for creamer, they ran out of creamer, but it's not a big deal. No, you're telling me I have one kidney. And I said, well, I don't recall ever waking up in an ice bath. So someone needs to tell me, how does one have one kidney? And so when I said that, she looked at me like I belched and didn't excuse myself. Like, how dare I say something like that? No. And that's one thing about me. Even though I was serious, I still find a way to inject humor. Maybe it's just something that I just do, or it is something I just do. And so she wanted to explain to me different ways it could have happened. But long story short, no one, she didn't know. And if you know me at all, that is my pet peeve when a person says, I don't know. Especially when they're the SME. So I went to another specialist. And so this specialist was able to let me know, okay, well, it's not that you don't have, you do have a kidney, but it's not functioning. And that's why your other kidney is larger. So you need to do X, Y, Z. So she was able to give me some information. However, and then her bedside manner was great. She understood my shock because everyone was just acting like it was another day at the coffee shop, right? So, why am I sharing this story with you, all right? So, I was talking to a friend of mine, a really a close friend, and in the conversation, the kidney came up organically, you know. And she stopped me and she said, hold on, what you're not gonna do is breeze past telling me you only have one kidney. You never told me you were born like that. What's going on with you? And so, I told her everything that happened. We just burst out, we just started laughing. Because we're just like, yo, how does that happen? Like, how do you just walk around here? Like, do you have a scar? Like, what happened? So as we're laughing about everything, and what we said was, you know, you can tell that we're military, prior military, because one thing about us, things that make another most people blush or, you know, feel horrible, we're gonna find some humor in it. I think one reason for me, I think, is because we've been all over the world and we've seen some horrible living conditions, and we've seen people really suffer, unfortunately, and yet and still, they still have a go get. They just have, they have faith. They have this thing that keeps them going. And so for me, I when I would see that, I decided, you know, at that moment, how I'm not gonna walk around here feeling bad for myself. Feeling horrible or feeling like I'm owed something or feeling whatever when there's someone just like me on the other side of the world who's in desperate need of what I can just go in my pantry and get or I waste. So we're laughing about that, right? And what I found with humor is, you know, it certainly relieves the stress, the pain. You know, laughter really is good for your soul. I know we've heard that before, but laughter is truly good for your soul. Because all of us on this who are listening, we have something that we, there's a challenge somewhere in our life. And holding on to bitterness, anger, or just being an unpleasant person, that's going to hold you back. You know, humor, no, it isn't a cure-all, but it's potent. It's a potent way to ease stress and to relieve pain. And I actually, research has found that it supports what I just said, that laughter is really truly good for your soul. And it also improves, I think I read somewhere that it improves your immune system. You know, it helps you create positive thoughts. It helps you release stress fighting. What did it, oh, I forgot what I read about it. But it's a blessing to your whole body. So back to the kidney situation. I can laugh about it now, but thankfully, you know, I have a great specialist, you know, I work with and I'm fine. And, you know, I had to drink water. I got to do better about drinking water. And my doctor, we have a great relationship. You know, she's telling me, because if you know me, I love coffee. But then she told me I only can have one coffee a day. And we actually had a little conversation about that. And she looked at me like, I'm trying to save your life. You mad about you want a large coffee? She was like, no, small coffees, and you better not have another one after that. Coffee. So my routine is water, coffee, and then water. So now it's like I don't want it no more. So, but even in that thing that happened, I could choose to be angry. I could say, you know, how dare I? Like how dare God, and how dare this happen? And God, I thought you said you love me. I thought boom, boom, boom. But what I decided to say to myself was, God, you're amazing. You made sure I knew to protect myself. You made sure that no, yeah, I went for this cough, but you sent me to the right specialist. And that specialist let me know what was going on. And I looked at it like that. I felt good, because it would have took so much out of me to walk around angry and to question God, and then to question all whatever negative thoughts that normally come to your mind when crazy stuff happen. That laughter relieved my pain, and especially talking with my friend, this particular person, about it. And just like that grandmother, when the in that joke, that silly joke, when the grandson made it back and she said, well, where's his hat? When things happen, we can't just say, well, God, I thank you, but what about this? Or this happened, but what about that? Be thankful for that blessing that you have. When I was 19, I think I was 19, I was somewhere overseas. And my job was to, you know, watch people, the locals that come on base. You know, most military people, they know what that job is. You watch them come on base. And I had my lunch with me. And I decided to sit out there with the locals when it was time to eat lunch. And when it was time to eat lunch, y'all, them people stopped. I don't care what was going on. They would stop and sit down and eat their lunch. I don't care if there's a deadline. No, we're going to eat lunch. So they were on this flight line, and flight line, there's no cover. It is hot. That sun is on you. And they sat there and they began to eat, and they were sharing their food. And I decided, you know, I'm going to go sit over there with them. And I sat with them on the flight line, and I had my lunch, and I had my sandwich, all the goodies, and I looked at their sandwich and their food. And with, I remember this one guy, and one gentleman in particular, he didn't have much. He had like this piece of fish and this bread, and then he had his water. And he broke it in half. And I remember his hands, and I remember that. You know, you got to remember over there, it's not like here where I was in that particular moment. No one went to the bathroom and washed their hands. Not to say that they don't. I'm just saying where I was in that moment, they sat and ate. So, you know, they had the dust of the work on their hands. And I sat with them, and the little he had with him, he broke it in half, and he wanted to share his sandwich with me. And I had my food, but he wanted to have that that connection, and we talked. So then I had my food, and I shared it with them. And but he didn't really want mine, but I gave it to someone else. He just wanted to break bread, and he was just happy about, hey, let's just talk and just break bread together. And I did, and I ate the food, and we had a good lunch. And I don't remember everything that happened in that moment, but I just remember that, the gratitude. I remember he was an older guy. He appeared to be in his 60s, 70s. And there was a language barrier there. And somebody I was with, one of the guys there, he sort of kind of translated. But I remember whatever I said or did, he had this roaring laugh, and he was just laughing. And I ate the sandwich. And I remember thinking, okay, y'all know how to cook some fish. And I remember we just had a good time. I was grateful for that moment to sit on this hot flight line. And I'm telling you, that's a type of heat right there that really made me give my life to God. I said, this, I'm getting saved, because I can't take this sort of heat, and I'm not trying to take no other sort of heat. But anyway, I digress. But that gratitude, He could have said to himself, she has this sub sandwich and these chips and all this. I'm not, why would I share with her? But he didn't do that. He wanted to have that connection. And we laughed that entire time. I think we went over the lunch break and we laughed that entire time. And I was so thankful. I was so thankful for that connection. So why am I sharing all of this with everybody today? Because I decided to shoot from the hip on this show. Train yourself to see something good in every day, in every moment. Train your thoughts. Choose to be happy. Choose to laugh and choose to live in peace. Because at the end of the day, no one owes us anything. But while we're here and while we have breath in our body, choose a different way if you haven't already. And that's just to be thankful and have gratitude and to just live. It's just to live. What I told myself was this, and I think I said it in another episode. I have decided that I'm going to laugh more. I mean, those belly laughs. I want to laugh more, so I'm going to do that. I'm not going to hold grudges. I'm not going to be angry. I choose to be happy. No, that does not mean that life's not happening. That does not mean that I'm not having issues with my parenting or my health or, I don't know, issues trying to fix things in the house or whatever it is. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying I'm ignoring those things because I understand that it take care of those responsibilities. But I choose not to let those things bleed over. I choose not to be angry or bitter or anything. I choose to laugh. And if you don't know how to laugh, train yourself. Turn on a comedy show and just watch it. And don't take yourself so seriously. Don't do that. Just take yourself and just be yourself and enjoy this moment. Even I'll walk outside to my mailbox or if I'm at the job, I enjoy the moment when the breeze hit my face. I enjoy those moments where I'm laughing with my daughter. I enjoy every step I'm able to take because I choose to. So that's how you train yourself, by choosing a better way. Choosing not, and then one thing that people need to understand is, and I'm going to take a quick left turn. Please don't get involved in gossip. Please do not get involved in making fun of people or placing your judgments on another person. Because that right there, that to me, that's the illness, and that can tear you down as well. Avoid those things, those pitfalls of life. If I talk about a person, I choose to talk good behind your back. So if I talk about you, understand it's going to be positive. I'm not going to say anything negative about you. If I have an issue with you, I'm going to take it to God in prayer, but I just choose to be happy. So I don't know why I just said that. Hopefully it helps someone. Avoid gossip at all costs. Avoid talking about people. Avoid wanting to be someone other than yourself. Train yourself to be happy if you don't know how to be. Turn on Netflix. Go outside and just enjoy nature. Think about a funny memory and laugh about it. Now, don't be out there laughing out loud by yourself, or you may get Baker acted and be on like a flow 13 at a hospital. You know, understand what I'm saying? But just choose to be you and choose to enjoy this life. So I hope I helped somebody, because I was going to talk about something totally different. But once I turned this mic on, I thought, you know, God, I need to talk about the importance of laughter. And even my kidney situation, it's not really a situation, really, you know, update on my kidney. I was with my specialist, and about like a year ago, I was told that the kidney pretty much had no life in it. It was just done, the right kidney. And so I went back to the specialist for like, I go every few months. They just look at it, make sure things where it is and numbers are good, and it is. And so the specialist looked at it again and under the ultrasound, and it was functioning. The right kidney, we saw blood flow and it was functioning. And I'm like, oh wow, I guess things are just turning around. And that's how you have to look at life. Those situations that look just, that hit you in your gut, understand as long as this train is moving, things can turn around. But yo, choose to laugh, be happy, be you, and live this life, like I always say, for an audience of two, God and you. And if you do that, you're going to be okay because everything is in God and He puts everything in you. So do it just like that. And as always, hit your girl up on brothersechoradio@gmail.com. Again, that's brothersechoradio@gmail.com. Hit me up on that app. If you need something, if you want to have a guest, let your girl know. And I'm so excited to bring on my next guest. You'll get to meet her author, artist, Jacqueline Wade. And I can't wait for her to share her story with you all. And I got some other guests coming that's going to blow your mind as well. So as always, thank you for your support. Live this life for an audience of two. And that's God and you. Take care. Bye.